Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me first join others in congratulating you upon your election. We thank you for your extensive efforts to advance the implementation and to strengthen the convention over the course of the year. I assure you of the full support of the Austrian delegation. Austria fully aligns itself with the EU statement delivered earlier. In our national capacity, I would like to add the following 4 points. First, the CCW was established as an international legal framework to provide prohibitions or restrictions on the use of conventional weapons deemed to be excessively injurious or which have indiscriminate effects. The subsequent adoption of 5 protocols is testimony to the need to keep international law responsive to new challenges. We thus regret that the proposed inclusion of the agenda item emerging issues of relevance to the convention was not acceptable to all high contracting parties. Not being able to discuss emerging issues of relevance to the CCW under a special agenda point might at the end have a negative impact on the relevance of the convention. In light of the enormous humanitarian consequences of the use of explosive weapons in populated areas, it is only timely to continue our efforts and exchange our views on this important subject also in the CCW. Austria submitted the working paper entitled Explosive Weapons in Populated Areas and Their Impact on the Civilian Population as a basis for deliberations. More than 90% of those reported killed and injured by EVIPA are civilians. Thus, the use of EVIPA constitutes a grave humanitarian problem and has a devastating impact on civilians in numerous countries worldwide. The informal activity on EVIPA in August, organized by Germany and the ICRC, provided further insights on the humanitarian concern, and we are looking forward to further discussions tomorrow. Second, Austria welcomes that the group of governmental experts on laws last week adopted by consensus the recommendation to continue our work next year. Through discussions over the past years, we have broadly elaborated on the challenges and risks posed by this potential new weapons system. Given the urgency of this emerging issue, we hope that future deliberation will concentrate on the most critical aspects of laws in order to find answers to the most pressing challenges, namely the question of meaningful human control and compliance with international law, including IHL and IHRL. We support the proposed decision to continue the work of the GGE for 10 days in 2018, best in 2 separate meetings. Last week's deliberation once again proved the substantial contribution of civil society and academia to our deliberations. Third, this year, high contracting parties have the long-awaited opportunity to discuss Protocol 3 on incendiary weapons. We encourage all states to make best use of this occasion. Austria is among the countries that are concerned about recent reports released by Human Rights Watch on the unacceptable suffering caused by the use of incendiary weapons and condemns any use of incendiary weapons. We call upon all states that have not yet done so to join Protocol 3. Fourth, we are convinced that we have to find a sustainable solution with regard to the financial status of all Geneva disarmament conventions. Some progress was achieved this year on transparency and payment morale. However, in the case of the CCW, the poor financial situation even led to the serious consequence of cancellation of meetings. These meetings were to be convened based on consensual decisions of high contracting parties. It is to be deplored that a systemic change and shortfalls of payment of assessed contributions by some prevented us all from implementing our decisions. We therefore thank you for your proposal on a wide range of financial measures. We hope to adopt by consensus those measures necessary to conduct our work on this important topic in the future. In this regard, my delegation wishes to also underline the key importance of the ISU in preparing our meetings and its contribution to facilitate the implementation of the convention. We deeply regret that the contracts of the ISU currently end by the end of this year. I thank you.